He was like, you might be tempted to have Claude and Codex work on the same thing at the same time. I personally wouldn't recommend that. So if you are building out with an agent and you're trying to work on the agent OS, you're trying to improve it day by day, trying to make it better as a system, the thing that I'd recommend here is that you just use one agent. So for me, for example, I'm using Claude right now, and I use Fable 5 to help me. You might prefer using ChatGPT, you might prefer using Hermes, but stick to one, because if you have multiple agents in multiple different apps, number one, that gets really messy when you're building out an agent operating system, and number two, they could like overwrite or delete something that the other agent is building. So if, for example, Claude is building out something that's just broken, ChatGPT might be like, let's remove that from the code. And then all of a sudden, you've got two agents kind of interrupting each other's work, and that can get super messy. Wouldn't recommend that. One thing that I haven't tested that would be very interested in testing, though, is with Codex, it's very easy to add plugins. Now, what would be very interesting here is if you could add those plugins inside the Agent OS as well. So as an example of that, like we've got email and Gmail plugged into Codex, right, into ChatGPT work. So it can send emails for us, it can manage our emails, it can draft replies for us and everything else. Now, what would be very interesting is to say to Codex, hey, build out this scheduled task into my Agent OS so that we have an email agent inside there. I'm not going to do that right now because I think it's a task that will probably take about 20 or 30 minutes to really perfect. But that would be interesting as well. So to take the plugin section from Codex and start adding that into your Agent OS so that you can automate and build anything as you want right there. Other things that I'd recommend, number two, is you might be tempted to put this on a website. For example, like a lot of our websites we use with Netlify. I wouldn't do that just because, again, like I think you need to keep it secure and everything else. Also, if you want to reduce the amount of tokens, you can also use stuff like free APIs, and you can use local models. So if we go to the local section here, we can use local models from Ollama or LM Studio. And this is particularly good for like the tasks that are quite time consuming, but don't need frontier levels of effort. So let's say, for example, we're looking at all of the models on Ollama. And we're like, okay, ORNIF. ORNIF looks awesome, right? Actually is a really good tool. I've tested it out personally. We have a local leaderboard on Goldiebench with all the local models, and you can see what we've created. You can see how they perform and everything else. And so you might be tempted to build that into your Agent OS as well. And I think it's actually pretty interesting to build out a local coder. And so what we have over here is we have this local section, and we have the preview of everything we've created, what the workspace of our previous generations, and we can use local models inside the system too. And that's another way to use it for free, because then you've got a combination of like OmniRoot, which is, you know, a free way to use like 90 models, and it kind of orchestrates across them. You have HY3, which is another free API you can plug into the system. And then you have local models, which are basically free forever once you've installed them. So between those two those three things, you can really reduce the amount of tokens that you use as well. What else can we do here? The other thing that I like to do is when I'm testing out all of the models with the same agent that builds out the Agent OS, with all the creations, I just put them on Goldiebench so that I can document the process here. It's another good way to generate leads because people are searching for interesting stuff. People want to know what you've built with it. People are interested in your Agent OS if you actually share what you're working on and everything else, especially if you're working on like some new unique stuff. And so you can actually give your Agent OS access to Netlify as well, and then it can like document the whole process, the whole building of the Agent OS and what you've done. Kind of like a journal, but it's not you updating it. It's not you writing, it's your agent, which is really cool as well. So that's basically it. That is the whole system, how to build an agent operating system, how to customize it as much as you want, how to add a memory inside there, which agent to use to build it, how to reduce the amount of tokens you want, also how to create a system that actually works rather than just breaks, and also how to use it in a simplified way using our templates. Now, if you want to get my full agent operating system, you can get that inside the AirProf onboarding, inside the Agent OS system section right here. So we update this daily, you can get the zip file for it, you can get the last, you can see the last update date here. You can get a full guide on how to use it. And then every time We build something useful.